Amen. Thank you. Be seated. Well, good morning. Good to see you. Glad we're here. Presenting to you today a little bit different message. Bastazo. No, we're not going to discuss recipes for a lovely lunch of Italian meals. And hate to disappoint you, no free breadsticks today, because this is not an Italian word. It's actually Greek. And it's one that Paul used. So we're going to look at today Galatians chapter 6. If you want to follow along in the Bible that's in the seat in front of you there, that's page 674, Galatians 6, 2 and 3. It says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word of yours today as we think about continuing our theme of following your Son Jesus, to model after him, to be a disciple, an apprentice, to come alongside Jesus and be just like him, to love like him, to serve like him, to be to the world his love shown to us that you have for us. Father, we thank you that you give us your word and pray that our message today will be of help in making our lives bastazo, a way to come alongside others, that we can walk through this world and through this life together in strength and in spirit that you give us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, for one of the ways we can model Jesus to the world is to pray and to intercede for others. So we look at our prayer list and all the names of those who suffer, suffering from so many bodily diseases, for those that are hurting, for those that are now recovering, for those anticipating treatment and appointments and procedures, for those, Father, traveling on this holiday weekend, for those that are under threat of great storm, those on the southeastern coast in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Father, protect them and help them to withstand this storm. Father, for the world and its turmoil, it is comforting to know you are in control, and that we trust that you're working greater things than what we can imagine. And if we can be an answer of peace and love of Jesus to this world, help us to do so in such response to such hatred and an upheaval throughout the country and world. Continue to bless Pastor Salek as he was here with us last week. Continue to work in him, and thank you for letting us to partner with him as well in fulfilling this verse that we discussed today. For all the burdens and things that we have on our own hearts, we lift them to you in your assurance that you are caring for us in so many ways. Help us, dear Father, this hour, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, bastazo. Carrying each other's burdens and looking out for each other. It's an interesting word. The first thing that came to mind is the one that you're quite familiar with, I'm sure. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. A very powerful verse that goes along with this because it kind of goes totally against the culture of the West, because it says all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. Taking that with Galatians chapter 6, I think it's very clear to me that once you surrender your life to Jesus and you become a born-again believer, our lives are no longer our own. We are no longer independent beings in this world. The life of a Christian is now inclusive. It is now included as a part of the entire body. It's what we say in our Apostles' Creed. I believe in the one holy, sometimes we say Catholic Church, or we'll say universal church, because regardless of denominations, as Christians sharing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we're all one huge global family, spiritually, because that's how it all happens. Collectively, we're all knit together supernaturally by the Holy Spirit to become that one universal family, a common bond that is shared in agape love, which is unconditional. As I've said many times before, you cannot spell the word team, T-E-A-M, with the letter I. Team, to me, as I learned, is an acronym, T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more. We have personal responsibility, so I'm not downplaying. That's the common sense, so a little disclaimer. I'm taking that into account because, yes, we have lives to live, children to raise, school to attend, bills to pay, jobs to go to, houses to care for, and property. That's perfectly fine. We do that. But what Paul is going to say to us in this passage today is, yes, we take care of our own selves and our families, but you're not off the hook. You're also responsible for the spiritual and physical welfare of your fellow believers in this world. I like what our denomination, the Free Methodist Church, says in our Book of Discipline under the chapter Regards to the Church. I like paragraph 3412. It says, love of others. This is what it says. Growth in Christ requires taking responsibility to love others, all of whom are loved by God and made in His image. The quality of Christians' relationship with others affects the quality of their lives. Christians express their love both by deeds of kindness and by personal words of witness that point to Christ as the embodiment of God's love and the Savior of the world. And in that same chapter, Regards to the Church, two more paragraphs I found interesting that play into Galatians 6 here. Two more paragraphs, 3413, spiritual gifts, and then 3421, stewardship of possessions. Two very important statements in those huge paragraphs in our book. The first one, spiritual gifts, it says this, the Holy Spirit endows every believer with natural abilities for service and ministry. These are a trust to be used in ways that glorify God. And then number two, paragraph 3421, in regards to stewardship of possessions. It says this, as stewards, we give generously to meet the needs of others and to support ministry. Though we hold title to possessions under civil law, we regard all that we have as the property of God, entrusted to us as stewards. So where am I going with all this? The bottom line, simply to say, we are each given enough, that is just enough, to give it away generously, and that's enough to glorify God. One more time. We are each given just enough, that is just enough to give it away generously, and that's enough to glorify God. That means today, once and for all, we crush the lies of Satan and live above the deception of what I call the I can't. That, oh, come on, Pastor, I just can't do that. Or I can't afford that. Or I can't just find the time to volunteer or help. We get rid of all the I can'ts. We are completely and utterly out of excuses once we fully step back, stop and consider not only the talents and the ability that God has instilled into you, but when we look out and simply see all the opportunity that's unfolded before us on a daily basis. James chapter 4, verse 17 in the New Living Translation tells us, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. I think this is why Paul said in verse 3 of Galatians 6, he said, if you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Here, Paul is addressing all the I can'ts. I can't do this, or I can't do that, and I don't have time, and I can't be there, and I can't be here and there and all over. Whatever the excuse may be, he's addressing that. He's addressing those who refuse to help and engage into the lives of others. He's addressing those of conceit, those who are conceited and thought themselves a little too above others, that I would, how dare you think I would stoop to such a level to dirty myself with other people's problems and failures in life. Paul's addressing the people who were not making any effort whatsoever. Not at all. They just simply had too much time for themselves to care for others. They were being selective of who they would and would not help. And Paul was saying that this lack of care and love only revealed how worthless they were becoming to the body of Christ. And also, it was tattling on themselves that although you may think you're so spiritually keen and on top of things, no, actually, your actions showed that you're spiritually bankrupt in heart and in soul. So no matter what it is, Paul is saying here that no matter what you have to say, no matter how much we brag on how good we think we are, your heart will always truly reveal your actions. It's really true. We've seen it and we've heard it many times. Actions speak louder than words. We must learn to not only speak life-giving words to people, but we need to follow up our words with life-sustaining deeds. When given an opportunity, when a need arises, we respond. We find our way into that situation, we engage the situation, and see what it is that we can do to help. If we can, then we act. We volunteer, we pray, we give, we visit, we do all kinds of things. What we know to do, we do it. And if we can't even do that much, the one thing we all can do is pray for them or offer them words of encouragement. If we know of a resource to help, we give them the contact information or just get them in your car and take them to their appointment with you. What Paul is saying is a Christian who shares the burdens of others, they are indeed a helping hand, a listening ear, a comforting voice, a shoulder to lean on, and above all, a trusted source. This is Paul, is what he said in verse 3, to fulfill the law of Christ, to love others. And that is why this message today is called bastazo. That's a Greek verb. That's the verb Paul is using in verse 2 for the word bear. We bear each other's burdens. In other words, we bastazo one another. We bear up underneath them. Because this verb is translated to take up as if to carry, or to put upon oneself as if to carry. It can be translated also to sustain, to uphold, or to support. So without question to me, when you put this into your life and engage it, without question, the greatest evidence of divine love that can be seen in this world today is when Christians lovingly and passionately support each other through the ups and downs in life. Not only those heavy and painful burdens, but yes, too, the joys and the celebrations of life, and also the everyday, ordinary events of life. Getting kids to school, going to work, taking care of the farm, the animals, all that we do on a daily basis are just as important as all the other things we help each other with. And it has been said many, many times, this love that God, that Jesus is showing us, is a love that will never discriminate, procrastinate, disengage, or disassociate. This love finds a way. It'll make a way, provide a way for that love to happen. As we've heard many times before, if you want to be a neighbor, one must first show themselves to be neighborly. We need to fight that natural human tendency, especially here in the West, that natural impulse to mind our own business and then just let others fend for themselves. Because when we bastazo, when we bear up and carry each other's burdens, what we're doing is sounding the call to invade the lives of others, while at the very same time letting it be known that we ourselves are fully open to having our own lives invaded. And that's why I'll leave you here today before we go to communion. The commandment of Jesus, these are his words, and they are in the words of command. John 13, verses 34 and 35, love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Bastazo, we're going to bear up and lift each other up and support each other in the agape, unconditional love of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is a command that you want us to love others as you showed your love to us. That is an intense, unconditional love. A love that loves no matter what. It's a love that loves on purpose. It's a love that loves even if that same love is not returned. We love because that is how you want us to love each other. So help us to find ways, if it is to volunteer for Awana, if it is to go visit someone on the care center list, if it is to just uplift someone who has been down, if it is to encourage or to help. We know people that are under burdens, whether it be their health, their finances, maybe their property is in need of assistance, maybe it's just simply mowing their lawn for them or taking care of getting someone to their appointment. There's millions of things we can do. So challenge us, Holy Spirit. Press upon our hearts who we need to help this week. Help us to step out with a little more boldness, take a little more risk in meeting the needs of others and to love them as Christ loves them. Help us, Father, as we serve and as we look for ways to serve and to uplift and to follow your Son Jesus even more closely. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.